The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, with some delicious food, as you can see. Well, if you're listening, you can't see it. I can see it. It looks delicious. So, Aisling, what have we got? What are we talking about?
Edible seeds or lentils.
Is that what lentils are?
Yeah, they're like so ancient.
So what happens if I plant it?
It grows.
A lentil tree grows.
Yeah, and they're these long kind of oblong little leaves, all green. And then we take the seeds, dry them, and then we eat them. So this is why, like, lentils...
We're going down a tangent now. Could I plant it in Ireland? Could I grow a lentil tree?
No, not really. No. It's too cold. So, like, Northern Europe, we're a little bit too cold. They date all the way back, like, 8,000 years ago to that Fertile Crescent, Turkey, Syria, Egypt, all along there. Then they kind of extended a little bit... Mediterranean Europe. So that's why when we cook with them, we kind of tend to see those Middle Eastern influences, those Mediterranean influences, not quite so much like the colder climates. They don't really thrive in colder climates.
So that's what they are. They're seeds. And we're eating the seeds that are harvested from those leaves.
Yes. So they dry out, they can be transported so easily. And this is why, like, they're, for transport, they're so light, they're so easy to transport, they store for ages. So they're really, like, they're one of those foods that have been around, like I said, 8,000 years ago. There's reference to them in the Bible. But they kind of didn't translate to Ireland quite so well. Like, we had spuds, we had potatoes. We kind of didn't.
Yeah,
we didn't need lentils.
They're just filler, you see, aren't they?
See, they are.
They're
and
just
I
filler.
Think what happened was... We had our potatoes and then we kind of got fancy and we migrated to rice and to pasta. And like, I mean, sure, that was the height of cosmopolitan eating, wasn't it? And lentils kind of 70s, 80s kind of very much stuck towards vegan food, vegetarian food. And it was like, well, you're not giving the vegetarian meat what lentils. They eat lentils. I don't know what it is, but they eat lentils and mung beans. And they kind of got lumped into that. I know, but that's what happened. As opposed to us actually kind of going, you know,
sounds
what?
Sounds like an insult, you mung bean.
Doesn't it just... But this is kind of what happened. So we need to figure out how we can eat them, that they're delicious and that we can kind of integrate them into every day, because, like, nutritionally, they're a little powerhouse.
So what have we got in front of us? Well, I tell you how we eat them in our house.
I would love to know.
Like, this bag of lentils here, if I was making a bolognese, I'd just horse a load of that on top of it.
That's amazing.
That's it.
On top?
Yeah, like, as
so in,
sorry,
with,
sorry,
in,
no, I
in
don't mean
with the
like,
mince.
I don't mean on top as in, like, with the parmesan.
Yeah.
Would you like some dried lentils?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, it's like crispy.
I mean, like, it gets cooked in with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's ideal. And you can hide them in there. You can hide them in the shepherd's pie. You can hide them in the ragu, the lasagnas, 50-50. And, you know, like, so often I talk about that flexitarian way of eating.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. It's about still having your meat, still having your fish, but having more of that plant-based food in your diet. You picked up the red lentils, right?
Yes.
I brought a couple to show you because... This was the first step to us all trying lentils, eating lentils, having them as a kind of a really easy way to eat every week is convenience. So you buy them dried, you can soak them for 10 to 12 hours, boil them, simmer them, and then, you know, you do what you want with them, or you can cook them out so they'll absorb a sauce. If you're putting them in your ragu or into a soup, they'll just absorb the stock and they'll naturally cook, because these ones are made for that, so that they'll cook in 20 minutes. These ones in a tin, so I have a couple of, so there's ones in a tin. So let's, if I kind of go back a little bit, right, in terms of varieties, we have the kind of creme de la creme are these beluga. So they're black, they're really deep colours. So we reference, sometimes, you know, I talk about eating the rainbow and we talk about those darker colours. So those darker colours are your anthocyanins. So they're your anti-inflammatory ones, you know, reducing the risk of chronic disease. So the more darker colours we can have in our diet, the better. Beluga lentils are not something you're going to find in your local supermarket. They're more kind of your high-end restaurant, a little bit fancier. So they're not easy access like the other ones are, but they're delicious. Nutty, little bit chewier.
Okay.
They're really nice. The next kind of level down from that is what we call a French lentil or a Puy lentil. Really kind of teal, almost green colour. Again, nutty, a little bit crunchier, a little bit more sophisticated.
Okay.
Of a lentil. A little bit more tricky to get, but you will find those. So they're not too bad. The ones I've brought today are your slightly more bog standard.
Bog standard.
Cheaper green and brown lentils, and then red and yellow lentils. So I think they're a little bit softer in texture, but like a lot of people say, what do they taste like? They taste like nothing. They're a bit like a bean. Like, they're really bland
if
until you do
this,
something with them.
This dry lentil, it won't taste like anything.
No.
Like eating sawdust.
It won't taste nice. Like, it's a dried, it's like eating a cornflake or something probably. It's a really dried thing. There's not a whole lot in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is why they need flavour. They really, really take flavour. So the green and the brown kind of pair really well with meat and in salads, whereas the red and the yellow, they're your kind of more Indian cookery. They take a curry really well, your soups, your stews, all of that kind of thing.
Okay. So what have we got?
Well, we deep dive into some food. Let's do it. Okay, I'm going to start you with soup. We're going to start with soup. And this is possibly...
Fair play to you.
See. I have learned. I will not bring you...
A standard that's not always maintained, has to be said. Well, here we are.
It's what I can find in here. I'm going to buy you spoons. I'm going to buy you your own set of spoons so you have them, so you can keep them in your drawer.
Kleptomaniac in this office.
This is sweet potato and red lentil soup.
That's lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And sure, look, what's making it lovely? Crispy bacon on top and parmesan cheese. Yeah. How do you make any soup taste good? You put parmesan cheese and crispy bacon on it. But
it's the cheese and rashers.
Isn't it? But like the thing is, right, my approach to all of this is always meet somebody where they are on that journey and bring them along with you. If I turn around and say, eat cold lentils, with a bit of salt or olive oil or something, we can't go, geez, that's a bit hard to integrate them. This is one sweet potato. It's one cup of lentils, 2 cups of stock. Mm-hmm. Put it in a saucepan. Throw in an onion if you have it. Throw in a bit of garlic if you have it. Don't worry if you don't, because the flavour is coming from everywhere else. Blitz it down with either milk, a plant-based milk, water if you want to keep it a little bit lower in calories.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of water and then I just finished it with a little bit of cream and then fried off a little bit of smoky bacon and then a tiny little grating of parmesan over the top. So, I mean, it's not the healthiest bowl of soup you'll ever have, but is it a way of getting in lentils? It is. And I suppose the reason that I would say to everybody, like, let's try once a week to get in a few lentils. They're full of fibre. Like, a cupful, 200 grams, is about 15 grams of fibre. It's about 18 grams of protein. Like, they're really good.
Right.
They're really, really good. So they're worth the little bit of effort. I'm going to move you on from soup to salad.
God, I'll be full of fibre after all this.
You really will, and full of protein. You're going to be raring to go for the weekend.
That's what we call it, is it? Go on, what's next?
This is a Mediterranean style salad, okay?
Okay, lovely.
So I have taken this tin of lentils that we have. I think they cost me about 95 cents in the supermarket. You drain them. You have to rinse them. When you rinse them, this kind of brown kind of liquid kind of comes out. So just rinse off the salt, rinse off any preservatives, bring them back. And then, so again, we're thinking those Mediterranean kind of into Middle Eastern flavours. So there's a lemon tahini dressing on these. So tahini is what you have in your pantry if you're making hummus. So it's a sesame seed paste. So it's tahini, lemon, garlic, olive oil, a little bit of seasoning, salt and pepper. So dress the lentils. If you're cooking lentils, it's always better to dress a grain when it's warm because it'll just suck in and absorb a little bit more of that dressing. And then into that, I bought a jar. That is a homemade crispy onion.
Oh, it's lovely.
I know you like crispy onions, so I handmade crispy onions today. Just for a little bit of an extra touch. Yeah, I know.
That is delicious.
Going the extra mile here.
Yeah, soup spoons and handmade crispy onions.
I'm trying to keep it really simple, right? And what's in the supermarket. They're a jar of roast peppers from the supermarket. Just opened them, chopped them up, popped them in.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of red onion in there. And then into that, like herbs work really well. So if you have a little bit of coriander, mint is the predominant herb in there because it adds brightness, it adds freshness. And I've paired it with halloumi.
Yes.
So it's a lentil salad with a tahini and lemon dressing with your halloumi on top. You could very easily replace that halloumi with a little bit of salmon. Gorgeous. Mm. Toss a little bit of tinged tuna through it. But the kind of the saltiness of the halloumi or even feta would be lovely.
Yeah.
Works really nice because, like, as I said, the lentils don't really taste like anything. But they're a nice texture, like they're an enjoyable kind of texture to have as opposed to maybe just pasta. And like sometimes we think salad is just salad leaves and lettuce and tomato and cucumber. Like it's so much more than
that. There's great bulk in this salad as well.
That's what it has to be. Like if you think you're going to sustain yourself in the afternoon on a bit of lettuce and tomato, you're not. So it has to be that fillingness. And you know, so often I talk about this concept of satiety. It's that feeling of fullness, that feeling of walking away from a table being satisfied. Not going, when is it going to be 3 o'clock so I can have coffee and a croissant? You know, you want to keep full till dinner time, till, you know, so that's where a salad like this comes into play. And I would do a double batch, and I know I'm always banging on about the double batch, but do a double batch and have some either for two lunches or dinner the next day.
The News Talk equivalent of that is the flapjack from the vending machine. It's the first thing that always sells out.
Is it?
Yeah, if you go down to the vending machine, right? And if the company who run it are listening, right, here's my complaint. It sells out immediately, all the time.
Okay.
Nobody buys jelly tots. And then they come back the next week and they just put back in the same amount of flapjacks and they leave all the jelly tots.
That's crazy.
Just get rid of the jelly tots and put two rows of flapjacks. If you're listening.
Or make your own flapjacks. Make my supercharged flapjacks. Did I bring you my flapjacks? Have I brought you flapjacks recently?
Yeah, I actually did bring me flapjacks recently. Hey, I made cookies at the weekend.
Jesus, there you go.
Telling you. Yeah, a resounding success.
Did you bring me one?
I'm the only one.
Did you bring me
them?
One after all the food I bring you every week? So you need to package up a few, then bring them into me on a Tuesday, right? Fair is fair. We'll trade. Or some of your lentils, the lasagna or the bolognese. I'll take that.
Where to next?
A lentil dal. Dal is one of my absolute favourites. So lentil dal. Dal is basically like curry sauce on lentils, right? That's an absolute obliteration of what it is, but that's kind of what it is. So I did this in my slow cooker.
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't it delicious?
Yes.
And wait till I tell you now, there's a real little cheat in here. So I've paired it with a little bit of rice. Again, another simple way to get in lentils is if you're having rice with a curry or, you know, whatever it is, do half lentils and half rice because you're bulking up and you're getting in a sneaky little bit of protein as you go and the fibre. So slow cooker, turned it on, put a little bit of oil in the bottom of it, chopped up an onion, put that in, tiny bit of garlic if you have it, tossed in those red lentils. Again, I think they cost like 95 cents in the supermarket for the bag of them, but half a bag went in. And then in the supermarket, there is curry pastes, right?
Yeah.
But there's also the curry powders. Now, these are convenience products, and I am aware of that, but I'm trying to make it super simple for people to go, you know what? I don't have to go make my own curry paste. So I mixed half and half of the Massamam curry paste with the curry powder. So you know the it's labelled Chinese curry powder in the supermarket. Bit of that, bit of the two of those, toss in a carton or a little tin of coconut milk, stock pot if you want it, let it do its thing for an hour, you're done.
That
sweet
really
potato was in there. There's a little bit of red pepper in there.
Yeah.
And then I fried off a little bit of courgette and I'm just sitting the courgette on top with the crispy onions. To serve it, that's your dal, right? That's going to be 60% lovely. You're going to be happy with me.
Okay.
But you want to make it 100%. You serve it with a little dollop of coconut yogurt, a little bit of mango chutney. Mm. Then you're up to about 80%. And then what I put on top was a little bit of crispy garlic and chili. It's a company, Rivenshi, R-I-V-E-N-S-I or something they're called. They're an Irish company, fab. But they do this crispy kind of chili and garlic. A little bit of that on top. I didn't put too much. And then serve with a papadom, 37 calories on the side. Is that not the most comforting, filling? Make it for dinner, have it for lunch the next day. And there's something about the texture of the lentils when you cook them like this. They almost go velvety. You know, they're so comforting in terms of their texture. It's warming, it's comforting. You've got that bright colour, you've got a little bit of the turmeric. Like, it feels like something nourishing and delicious for you.
That's good. That's really good. I'm going to come back to that.
Fancy pants last.
Right, okay.
This is, if you want to cook a dinner at home, you want to kind of impress somebody, but you want to do flip all cooking, this is what you're going to make.
Okay.
So, ready? Packet of these pre-made, gorgeous green, microwavable lentils.
All right, okay.
They're already cooked. They're already cooked with a little bit of like red onion and a couple of herbs,
they have
right?
flavor.
They do, but you get a little bit of your crispy bacon and you pour in a big splash of red wine.
Oh, yeah,
put
you can
them
taste
on the pan.
That.
So heat them up in the red wine.
What's the red wine stock cubes like? Are they any good?
Never had one.
Yeah, I see Knorr have them now, is it? Are other companies.
And other companies,
available?
Obviously, yes. I've never tried them, but I imagine they're good. Mm. But like, if you have red wine, just freeze it in ice cubes. So this is the lentils. That packet opened, put on a pan with a little bit of red wine and a little bit of a stock cube.
Oh, look
and
at that.
I know, I had rosemary. This is pre-cooked confit duck. You literally take it out of the packet onto a tray into the oven for 25 minutes.
No way.
So like, you're not cooking, but how impressive does this look as a, honey, I made you the most delicious dinner.
Yeah.
Looks like loads of work. It looks like it's real French bistro restaurant quality, but it's beautiful. So it's a really kind of upgraded way to do your lentils and the little splash of red wine in there and the rosemary works beautiful. Cook the duck, sit it on top, and then I cooked a little bit of cabbage just to go on the side. Or you could do a little bit of like caramelized onion or something. Do you see how green that cabbage is?
Yeah.
So if we're watching this, it's absolutely beautiful. That is some of the outer leaves with some of the inner leaves. You plunge it into boiling water. Cabbage, for so long we've eaten it and it's been so overcooked. This is 6 minutes in boiling salted water. Take it out, plunge it into ice cold water or run the cold tap over it instantly. It stays that little bit of crunch, that lovely little bit of flavour, and it's just, it's very, I mean, you could imagine yourself sitting in a little Paris bistro eating something like
so
that.
So sorry,
couldn't
all
you?
This is those, that pack of lentils, the green ones that microwave, with some bacon and red wine.
That's it.
And then the duck comes as is, you just cook it.
That's it.
Don't have to do anything.
Nothing.
And as you say,
throw a few veggies on the side and you're done.
Oh, it's so
like,
good.
Isn't it really impressive?
Yeah, really
for a very wow restaurant style dinner at home. And it's one of those things that you're eating the lentils and you don't even almost notice that they're lentils anymore. It's a very French way to eat them, and it's really lovely. So I suppose you can go from your starters, your lunches, into your dinners, into your kind of slow cook comfort meals, into your something fancy, all with like 95 cent lentils.
Yeah, delicious and great stuff as always. And if you look for Aisling on different social media channels, you'll find her there, and there'll be details of some of this and lots more besides. And Aisling, we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
Thank you very much. See you next week.
Aisling Narkin, TV chef and the Mindful Eating Coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.